Nothing but a devil's dance. Trying to keep saying I feel okay. Telling myself this now for days. Mean man, machine man. I've been nothing but a puppet's hand. But nothing ever comes without a change. Welcome to your life. Yeah, yeah. It could be your best.
Welcome to Miami Blizzard. I am your host, Ben.
I am your co-host, Chris.
And today we are bringing to you the first show in a summer season that may or may not continue throughout the year called Miami Blizzard. That is a name that we chose after extensive looking because we are indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked, at least I looked, throughout a bunch of like cool band name, by the way, Facebook groups until I finally found one that we were satisfied with.
And then Ben sent them all to me and I turned them down all.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Probably, in fact, all of them maybe, except for this one.
Except for this one.
This one's really important.
But I came up with
us.
A logo to be announced very soon.
Yeah, we're going to drop
exciting
the logo
stuff in the works.
It's going to be a really fanciful logo. If we can finally get any sort of computer running in our house whatsoever. Then
well, my computer is running.
Yeah, but your computer doesn't have paint.net, which is actually the professional program that people all around the world are sleeping on because they're too busy using Photoshop. I think paint.net's superior.
I could probably use paint.net though, right?
I don't know.
On a Mac?
No, you can use GIMP, but yeah.
I don't know anything about Photoshop, so.
Which is why I have to make the logo, but I can't do it because there's no desk in my room. And I've been here for like a week.
Moving in, am I right, ladies and gents?
Colin,
tell us about your moving in experiences.
No, seriously, yeah.
Because it's definitely something.
I would say worse than expected. And you're not allowed to complain about it because you had a father helping you move
in. I did.
I'm doing this on my own.
Yeah, your room is more set up than mine is, except for the desk.
Well, everything is just kind of a mess, right? Like, I don't have a closet, so I'm just hanging my clothes out to dry.
That's true.
It's terrible.
That's kind of beat.
Yeah, so if you have a move-in experience that you would say was underwhelmingly good, please let us know. Reach out. We're here to complain. And we're going to give you advice. We're going to decorate your room for you.
Are we?
If you call in. Oh. We're going to give you ideas, suggestions. We're going to budget it for you.
Okay, call we're not in. HGTV.
No, we are HGTV. We are the audio version of HGTV. So please call in. We will make your room.
HGTV.
A-H-G-T-V.
A-H-G-B-T.
H-G-L-B-L-T. So, yeah, call in. In the meantime, while we're waiting for callers, we're going to play some more music. Chris, what was the song you just wanted?
Cool and Calm by Sticky Fingers. Nice little quirky song for us jumbos.
Okay, it has an explicit tag. Do you know what the swear word is? What letter does it start with?
I actually have no idea. Okay, I don't listen
so because
to song
we
lyrics.
Don't know what the song is going to have in it, we're going to play the first result, which is called Cool and Calm by Dumbfounded, which does not have an explicit tag. So this is a mystery song, and we're going to hear it if it's good. We will turn it off if we don't like it.
Waking up to instrumentals, playing smoke up in the ceiling fan. Complicated wordplay, but really I'm a simple man. I like my weather good, I like my womanhood. I keep it 100 and get misunderstood. Don't get my words twisted now, we ain't all the same. Some got a silver spoon, others have a ball and chain. Some wish you all the best, some wish you all the pain. Life's a game and I'm trying to make the Hall of Fame. This society asks you to pick a side. Every minute of your life, 365. Red or blue, big or small, yes. To know right or wrong, the difference between the two is the feeling of I belong. Yeah, we in the middle of all this. The temperature's rising like the middle of August. They litter the airwaves, you pick up the garbage. Big dreams coming out this little apartment. All I know is keep it cool, I stay calm. They ask me how you do that, what is this fool on? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's the whole lot of nothing that keeps me on track. All I know is keep it cool, I stay calm. They ask me how you do that, what is this fool on? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's the whole lot of nothing that keeps me on track. Never reached 6 digits in my bank account. Credit score red, same color that I paint the town. 3 month relationships, tells me she can't wait around. You can break me down as long as my fam's safe and sound. I keep the weed lit and keep my glass full. I call it real talk, they call it asshole. I call it on the grind, she calls it selfish. She needs me all the time, I call her helpless. Is it a problem that I don't care? Maybe that's the reason that I'm stuck at almost there. It's no fair, on this path there's no warning. Of road flares, all is fair in love, games, and warfare. Another underdog story for the books, but I promise that the story is as foreign as I look. Waiting at the bus stop to torn on a bus. When the going gets tough, I keep it up. All I know is keep it cool, I stay calm. They ask me how you do that, what is this fool on? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's the whole lot of nothing that keeps me on track. All I know is keep it cool, I stay calm. They ask me how you do that, what is this fool on? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's the whole lot of nothing that keeps me on track.
Hello. Okay, so we decided that song was worth playing.
It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was not how I would have used up our time here, our short, sweet time here, if I had the choice.
Hey, it's our first week. It's a test run. We're getting accustomed to the situation,
to the
here.
Workflow process.
Yeah. We'll be in a groove soon enough.
So we did not get any callers, despite. Now, here's the important thing right here. 12 of you. There are 12 of you out there who heard our pleas for a
conversation. Do we know how to link calls to this?
No. And we're going to figure it out on air, which will be exciting for me and not for anyone listening. It's going to be unpleasant. So what you guys didn't hear is the quirky discourse during that song where Chris said that he is in a summery mood. And I think that's admirable because
thank you.
It is cold out.
It's not cold out. It's like...
It is.
It's like probably like 70, no?
68. It's pretty warm.
Pretty much, bro.
But I would say it's not very sunny. But how do you... Like, okay, like, what are we going to do this summer to make it seem
to
like
to capitalize
summer?
On summer?
Yeah, I want to capitalize
Well, we got to play my summer playlist, which is what we've been listening to, except we haven't, but...
It'll happen.
Because of explicit content. We're a PG show here.
We are PG. We are family friendly. Put your babies in front of the radio.
We will not harm them.
Yeah, we will not corrupt them with our stupid, stupid conversations.
Hey, it's explicit content.
Stupid? Oh, yeah, the S word.
You gotta say silly.
You silly with our silly content.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have another song, which I don't know how to pronounce the name of, but we're going to hear it in
Ipanema,
a little bit.
Ipanema. Okay, like the beach in Rio. It's very easy.
Well, that's what it is, and it's by...
Still Woozy?
Here we are. Welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, and the songs you have just been hearing were the song Welcome to Your Life by Group Love, Cool and Calm by Dumbfounded, D-E-A-D, a very, very clever joke, and Ipanema by Still Woozy, and yeah, so we just got on the topic of summer. It's a big deal for us kids out there, us youth, and...
The kiddos.
The kiddos, the young sports, the...
The chaps.
The lads.
The good fellas.
The hoodlums.
The lads.
The lads.
Jolly good, mate.
Jolly good, mate. Our pristine British accents. yeah, so what are we going to do? How are we capitalizing on this for real, though?
Let's think. Well, you and I both work 5 days a week, 9 to 5. We're on that grind, you know.
It's garbage.
Making some cha-chings.
I'm 2 days in, and I... Already like, what am I supposed to do all day? What do you do? I don't even know what your job is.
So I work at Tufts University Advancement, which is basically fundraising for the school.
Again? You're doing that again?
I've never done that before.
Is this not call centering?
No, it's the people who run call center. By the way, I was caller of the month September 2018, my crowning achievement. No big deal.
You were doing that instead of celebrating my birthday.
What? I was at your birthday party.
Yeah, but...
I literally was at your birthday party. I was there the whole pooping time. PG, baby.
You're killing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're caller of the month, and now what are you? How have you upgraded yourself?
I'm an intern. Which actually kind of sounds like a step down, but it's not, because I'm getting benefits. It's a good shop.
What are the perks?
Well, I'm getting good experience. I'm doing a lot of data entry, a lot of research, making connections, you know, learning how to coordinate events, being part of a team. There's countless benefits to this, the experience I'm getting here. Very universal. Could be used in any, and it would look good for any job applications in the future. I don't know if I want to go into fundraising for universities specifically, but it's a stepping stone, perhaps.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, that's all exciting.
What about you? Tell us about your job, because I don't know what you're doing.
So,
looking up like plastic or something?
Sort of, yeah, no. So my job is very prestigious. I am working at Underrated Laboratories, or a subset of it called Amerigo. Amerigo. And what I do is I am doing medical device research and testing it to make sure it is safe to put in your bodies. So today, for my job, I wheeled a hospital bed around, and I put a mannequin in it, dressed up like a doctor in a sterile lab environment, and we took photos of me touching the packages to prove that they could be opened without getting contaminated. So, next time you're getting surgery, you have me to thank for you not getting an infection.
Thank you. In advance.
I learned that, like, I think it's, what, like 250,000 people every year? I think maybe only in America, I'm not sure, die. Just from
a quarter of a million people in America alone, whose population is 320 million.
That's 250,000. 250,000 people every single year die just from like preventable things that happen to them.
As just
a result
from
of like medical devices not working right or not being like human factors issues from medical devices. That's a wild statistic. And the thing about that, it's like that makes it like the fifth largest killer potentially.
Yeah.
Or the fourth or something. Even if they were off in the estimate by like a factor of two, it would still be it would still beat the next biggest killer.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it's like after like,
so what are you saying? Like stents that are put in poorly?
Like that sort of thing, and like then like one other one, maybe cancer automotive accidents. And stuff? Yeah. And then preventable medical device issues. That's wild.
So can you give an example of a preventable medical device issue?
Yeah. So here's an example they showed us today. So let's say there's two EpiPens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's two types. One's for like people who are like under 10 years old or like under 66 pounds.
EpiPen Junior, as they say.
Yeah, the Pen Junior. And then they have Pen Senior, which is for people over 66 pounds. And they asked kids like, okay, pick the EpiPen that's right for you. And a kid didn't know what like 66 minus 180 IBS meant.
Neither do I.
But that was supposed to be 66 to 180 pounds to explain like the like amount of weight that you need to have for that EpiPen to apply to you.
So is there EpiPen XL above 180 pounds?
Well, they just relabeled it to say 66 pounds.
Oh.
You know, like it was just like a labeling issue. And then that sort of thing could like maybe not save your life, but would potentially save a life or just make or prevent further complications.
If you're a little kid and if you're under 66 pounds and you take one for an adult, would that kill
probably
you?
Probably.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I assume.
That's crazy.
It's a whole different dose. So yeah. Speaking of capitalizing on summer, our next song is a classic summer anthem for many people in our age group.
What are you talking about? What song?
There's 104 days of summer vacation till school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Like maybe building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots or locating Frankenstein's brain. Finding the dodo bird, painting a continent or driving our sister insane. This could possibly be the best day ever. And the forecast says that tomorrow will likely be 1,000,006 times better. So make every minute count, jump up, jump in and seize the day. And let's make sure that in every single possible way, today is gonna be a great day. Crossing the tundra or building a roller coaster, skiing down a mountain of beans. Devising a system for remembering everything or synchronizing submarines.
So that song went on too long.
Welcome back, WMFO listeners. You said I was going to talk first.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go for it.
I'm here. I'm talking. Let's see. So summer plans. What are we thinking of? Where are we dropping, boys?
All right. I have some ideas. So we are both Lodge certified, so obviously that's a good one.
Let's give context to our viewers. They may not be Tufts alumni or maybe not even be familiar. So Ben and I took a course, little 1 hour thing about how to basically run the lodge, which is Tufts cabin in Woodstock, New Hampshire.
One Potato Hill Road, Woodstock, New Hampshire.
Hey, don't give out our address.
Isn't that public?
I mean, anyone could find it, but
no one's listening. It's all right.
9 people are listening, Sonny. But anyways, so we got certified, and so that's cool. And so we're going to be able to go up there and like run it basically, and we were gonna, I mean, the plan is to hike a lot, everything. Maybe not this weekend, at least I can't make it, but I could go next weekend.
I think that's a good one. I want to do the
Acadia National Park in Maine.
Acadia, yeah.
I think I'm gonna go there with my family in a few months.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go there with your family. Anyone can join, honestly. That's an open invite.
No, it's not.
Well, I'm going with you, but I'm inviting them myself.
No. What I meant to say is, like, everyone's invited except for you.
That's mean.
It's true.
But everyone's invited, and it's gonna be a good time.
What other summer trips are you thinking of?
I want to go to the Vineyard.
The Vineyard? Why not the Cape?
I don't really get what the difference is.
The Vineyard, you have to take a ferry, and that takes so much longer. It's such more of a hassle, and I think the Vineyard's a lot more expensive.
Well, I don't want that.
Yeah. Just seem. Believe me, I want to go to I find the concept of islands to be very cool. But peninsulas are also cool.
Well, they're just like discount islands.
Yeah.
They're like worse islands.
Well, yeah, Florida is kind of a discount Bahamas. Kind of.
Yeah. Florida's like a discount Hawaii.
I can say that because I'm from Florida. But yes, Florida man does something silly.
Should we see? Okay, wait, what month is your birthday?
My birthday's in April.
Let's see what happened to Chris in April. So here's the game. The game is that you search Florida man and then the month of your birthday, and you figure out what you did on your birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Florida man charged with breach of peace after allegedly threatening to unleash turtle army on the public, disrupting a police station and cursing at 7-Eleven customers.
That
sounds
state.
Like you. I'm going to sit here. Okay, so Florida man charged with disorderly intoxication after allegedly shoveling spaghetti into his face and threatening employees. It doesn't say where that happened. Doesn't say that at all.
Somewhere in my peninsula.
And number one, days after buying $8 million private island, Florida man busted for stealing $300 in merch from Kmart. Those two things are just opposites entirely.
Oh, what I would do for a private island. Actually, probably not that much.
What would
much.
You build on it?
That's the thing. I don't want to, like, I'd want an island that was already there, because I don't want to like destroy the environment with my construction, because getting work done on an island, you got to bring over a barge, and you got to like, it's just like a lot of construction.
You did not have to think about this in terms of like practicality.
Oh, okay. If we're going in purely...
Yeah, this is your hypothetical
purely
island.
Hypothetical silly terms. I don't know. What would I do? I want a helipad. And like a helicopter, that'd be so cool. Helicopters are so cool.
What color? I feel like solid gold colored.
No, I'm not. I'm not Donald Trump.
Why wouldn't you make it tacky? Having an island is already the tackiest. Having an island is like already the tackiest thing you can do.
It's tacky if you want it to be. You can make it like a secret private island. It's like no one is allowed on my land.
Would you have a moat around your island? I feel like that'd be funny. The ocean, then you have a little bit of beach, and then you have a moat. Well, that's kind of like, what is going on?
It's kind of what an atoll is. An atoll's kind of just like a ring of sand.
But it doesn't have that other, like it doesn't have the second middle. Layer. It didn't complete.
No, an atoll does.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Atoll?
Do you know the theory? Do you know the theory about SpongeBob?
What about SpongeBob? Ah, Goo Lagoon.
Well, okay, so...
5 years later.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right about the atoll, by the way.
I sure am.
So, okay, so here's this theory. It's going to blow your mind. So SpongeBob is a bunch of sea creatures that are all alive and, like, talking and sentient or whatever. And the theory is that it's also called Bikini Bottom in the show SpongeBob. And the theory is that the government bombed this place called Bikini Atoll, which is this tropical island.
That is true.
With nuclear bombs, and
there's a real thing happened in the 50s. Yeah,
it's a real thing. And all of the radiation from that probably mutated a lot of the animals and sea creatures.
So SpongeBob knows Godzilla, because I believe in the original Toho Godzilla from 1954, the monster was actually created there. He was like a lizard that was got a nuke dropped on him, and then he became Gojira, which is so my favorite movie monster. I still got to see this new Godzilla movie that just came out. That's okay, all the monsters.
We're gonna come back to that.
Sorry,
We're gonna come back to that though.
Yeah,
but so. To further this theory, it's called Bikini Atoll, Bikini Bottom. That makes sense. Another thing is that on the show, they often use this one clip of this nuclear bomb going off, and that was the one on Bikini Atoll. But the showmakers deny any connection, which I think is the government shushing them. Tell them not to say what they're saying.
I really don't think the government could care less.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But look at this. Look at this crater. Are you seeing this image? Imagine what looks like a nice beach, and then imagine that somebody ate it. Like, just took a bite out of that beach.
Can you tell the computer?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Can you describe it for our audio listeners?
Yeah. So, imagine just, like, a beach, a cookie made out of sand. And then imagine that you came in and you ate, like, most of the cookie. Chopping it up, ruining the cookie. That's what this looks like, and the government did that. Because we cared so, so much about bombing, who is it? Other people.
No, these were practice tests during the Cold War. See if, kind of a test of our nuclear capabilities and as a deterrent against the Soviet Union. Because they also were testing their big boy bombs in Siberia.
Didn't they also do, who was it? It was one country did it, like, in space and, like, ruined a bunch of satellites.
I don't think that happened.
No, it definitely happened.
I really don't think that did.
Should we play another song? Do people want to hear music?
Well, the people can't respond.
Unless they call in to WMFO 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We will put you on air. We will direct put you on air. So that's a little incentive. All right, I'm going to play another song. So get ready.
She can say in her voice, in her way, does she love me? With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she loves as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with a hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
money. Gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly. Taking in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been waiting for you, you're my Sunday king. Come on in this house. Your pet.
peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked them, it's you. You look so good with the hat on, had to match with the shoes. Came in dressed in the satin, I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner, 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with a budget, I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream catcher, dream team, team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain comes down.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Holy, I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly,
taking in my body like it's holy.
All right, welcome back to Miami Blizzard. So, our station tells us that for every show, you need to read at least one ad from this public service binder that we have here.
It's a PSA. It's to keep our community healthy and happy.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little spin on it. Or I'm going to do like an accent or maybe read in Spanish. What do you think I should do?
You should do Spanish, but with an American accent. Like a gringo accent.
Oh man, this is gonna be good, like little brain teaser, like little like mental exercise. Cause I'm fluent in Spanish, so I gotta. Oh, I love the ukulele in the background. Okay. Oh man, this feels so like. All right.
Los niños son curiosos naturalmente, entonces debes seguirles. Cuando hablas con sus hijos. También conoces vocabulario.
You slip back into a good accent.
El conocimiento empieza mucho antes de la escuela.
I promise I can speak in Spanish well. Para
más consejos, vas a bornlearning.org. Esto es un anuncio de servicio público. The United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO. Gracias.
What was that for?
This was for building vocabulary for early childhood development.
Okay, I would say that is a legitimate thing.
Yeah, now, all these things were written in English, so I translated it into Spanish and then put on, like, I pretended as if I was Ben speaking Spanish.
Okay, you say, I'm not even the worst one in my Spanish class most of the time.
Well.
That's actually not true.
Well, you're in an advanced Spanish, I thought.
I'm done with Spanish. 6 semesters of language under this
I'm not belt. Even done with Spanish, but I also have to take more than you. I'm in the 100 levels.
Is that because you're fluent?
I'm on a new level.
What?
Is that because you're fluent?
Yeah, dog. No, it's because for the IR degree, international relations, for those of you who don't know, has a big language component. So I have to take 8 semesters or the equivalent. And
Chris, how do you know if somebody? How do you know if somebody's an IR major?
They talk about
it. They will tell you.
How do you know if someone is a? What is your thing? Human factors and engineer.
So okay, so our next song is going to be by Foster the People.
Ba 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 ba.
Last time I saw you and sit next to me. We can see where things go naturally. Just say the word and I'll part the sea. Just come over here and sit next to me.
Up.
Yeah,
we gotta come up with like an intro too, like on a
what's up gamers?
No, on a podcast I listen to, it's like, what is up, guys?
Okay, you know, so we can do something. So we like that. Let's draft it right now. Let's do it right here. Howdy, y'all.
What's good, gang? What's good, chief?
No, we cannot.
No, I can't.
We cannot do that.
No,
I don't hate it though. Okay, let's put that one on the back burner.
Definitely like back burner.
Okay, like in the fridge. Wrapped in cellophane.
You gotta do like the. I wanted like we gotta do like a what is up, like a what is up.
Should we do a really long what's up, like
what is up,
guys?
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's good. All we're right, gonna do it together.
Guys or not guys?
What's
up? No, just what is up. But I feel like it's like a soft like. What's up, guys?
I don't
think you have the is.
It's not what's up, and it's not what is up. It's what is up. It's what is up.
So you have an eye though. It's like in the.
Yeah, you gotta have like an eye. Are you on the same page?
What's up?
No, what is up?
What is. It seems clunky. There's a lot all happening at once.
What is up? What's up? What's up?
Nah. What's up?
I think what is up.
What is up? Okay.
And we can each do our own thing and it'll be like a subtle joke for our weekly listeners.
Oh, yeah.
A little
this inside is the
joke.
Lore. This is canon.
We're creating an audiovisual universe. Like how Marvel has their movies, we have our programs.
But we're Miami Blizzard, so it can also still be the MCU. MBCU.
MBC.
Miami Blizzard CU.
But we're not cinematic. We don't have anything visual. We're just,
so
people just listen to
MBAVU. MBAVU?
Mbavu.
Mbavu. Welcome back to Mbavu. What's up? Ready? So, what is up?
Welcome back to the Mbavu.
Yeah, we got it.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, okay.
We're under construction.
So that's
like every building on this campus, am I right?
You really got them with the Tufts building construction themed humor.
My coworkers were griping about it today. I'm like, yo, you've never taken a class in Olin. You do not know that they need.
You're not allowed to complain about any class at. I need to rant about something. I did a project with all engineers. I'm in the arts and science school. Olin is a building that every single arts and science student has to go to for the equivalent of 6 semesters of language. And they were doing a project about what is wrong with the desks on campus. And if you've not been to Olin, the desks are made out of liquid butter.
They're Sisyphean, if you will. It's a reference to the Greek myth of Sisyphus.
And they're on like a 45-degree angle. And you put anything on there, it will immediately fall into your lap or on the ground and shatter. And even if it's made out of paper, it will still shatter. And I was in that class, and they were like, "What's wrong with the?" They were like, "What is wrong with the?" You need to stop chewing into the mic. I can hear you inside my head.
I love chewing gum, guys.
And they were like,
but I'll chew it out here.
They were like, "What was wrong with the desks?" And I'm like, I explained all the issues, and they were like, "What's Olin?" And I almost dropped the class right there. I was like, in the shopping
cart.
It was in mechanical engineering one.
Oh, well, they're engineers. They don't
take
languages.
They are sophomores.
Olin, for reference, is where you take... We gotta appeal to the broader base, you know? We can't just keep going back to our baseline, you know?
Okay.
We're like, just like politicians, you know? During the primaries, we're all appealing. We're all riled up. We're all very partisan. And then, yeah. Anyways, on another note, we have a listener who messaged us that she's listening. So, shout out to Kara from the Bronx. Hope everything's going well.
We appreciate you.
If you want, you can call in.
Yeah, tell us
no pressure, but we would love to have a guest on the show.
Yeah. So If you're going to call in, what we want to hear about is we want to hear about either your move-in experience, but you are not here on campus this summer, or what plans you have for the summer. So tell us about your exciting plans. Let us know. Give us some inspiration.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to play another song while we wait for our caller to dial all of the numbers.
Absolute banger.
So here we have it. This is suggested by Chris.
It's mellow. And
here it is.
Amazing.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Hello and welcome. So we actually are joined by our caller. Introduce yourself.
My name is Kara and I'm from the Bronx.
Kara, what's good?
How are you guys doing? The song's still playing, by the way.
The song is still playing, by the way. That's
how do you hear that? I don't hear that.
Wait, it shouldn't be anymore.
Hello?
This is actually a very important moment. This is a pivotal moment in my radio career.
A little bit of a test run. We're trying to make these calls work, but we don't really know how to do it.
I have not even one time ever by myself put a caller on the air.
Wait, but can she hear us?
Can she hear us?
I can hear you. There's just a delay. So when I hear it, I heard, oh, what's up, Kara? From like earlier on. But
you just heard it? Oh my God. You were living in the past. When I was your age, it was 3 seconds ago. That's a wow. Dad joke for everyone listening. Thank you, Chris. Chris does not patronize me whatsoever, which just makes it awkward because I need someone who's supportive.
You need validation constantly.
Validation.
It's when people need validation is when I give it to them the least, I find.
So should I just act like I don't want the validation?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not waste our caller's time. Will you tell us about what you are doing this summer?
Okay. So I actually heard back from a position yesterday.
Nice.
I'm going to be working doing policy research and community outreach at the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Wow,
cool.
That's very cool. Where is that, in New York?
Yep, I think down by Wall Street.
Nice.
On Wall Street? All right, that's
making
exciting.
Power moves.
What is the number one thing on your summer bucket list?
Funny you asked that, I actually did make a huge bucket list.
Oh, but we should do that.
I think one of the number one things is that our local beach, we have this thing called Salsa Sundays. And it's been going on for like 30-something years. And it's basically like every Sunday, starting Memorial Day weekend all the way until September, this DJ comes for free. And just hundreds of people go to the beach. And it's just like a giant like salsa lesson and like open dancing. And I've never been before.
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds so cool.
That sounds awesome.
Salsa is like something I want to get good at.
I feel like,
but I don't know it at all.
My dumb monkey brain thought that you meant like the food salsa, and I was like, that
so much pico de gallo at this thing, Ben. It's absurd.
It's absurd. You should bring salsa. You should try to make it both instead of just one, like a double entendre.
Salsa cubed or squared. I haven't taken math in a long time. Salsa squared.
What are you guys doing this summer?
Well, we were just discussing that.
We're just chilling up here in Boston. We each of us have our jobs, and then
Porch Fest.
What's Porch Fest?
I don't know, but I have I seen
Porch
it on my
Porch Fest. It's happened in May.
Oh no! It's been it's been on my Facebook feed literally every day since I accepted it. Since I said going, it's been there. Every
I get
day.
Alerts for the Boston Pickle Fair, but apparently it's sold out.
I was the most mad when I found that out. I wanted to actually scream.
Oh man, we can still try to like maybe sneak in. I personally want to go to a pickle fair.
People need pickles.
Just to say I've been, you know.
Pickles are cool. There's also like the like edible insects thing. Scary, but
that is scary. But I feel like it's the future.
It probably is the future.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings me to my next question, which I'm thinking of right now. And that question is, what? So, okay. So you've been a long-time listener. And,
yes, sir.
And I'm thinking, you know, the best way to grow as a radio host is to hear critiques.
Yeah.
So what
critique? Yeah, we should make a segment. And we should have like a little audio
demolished
thing. It's like the roast of Miami Blizzard.
So what could we do next time for our next show to make it better?
Huh. I'm going to have to think for a second. I think you guys are both perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was in high quality audio. So everyone, so we can just play that
you
back.
You hear that, the rest of our listeners who don't want to call us and socialize?
Hear that, three people who dropped out instantly when I played the Phineas and Ferb theme song.
I would have been one of those.
We are perfect.
You played the Phineas and Ferb theme song and I missed it?
Yeah. Only real fans heard it, and only real fans were here for the creation of Mbavu.
Mbavu.
Oh, I heard that part. I didn't hear that.
No, that's
part.
Absurd. Do you think we should do the intro, Kara, when we introduce ourselves, should we say, like, what is up, it's Miami Blizzard, or Mbavu? Does that make sense?
Yeah. What is up? It's Miami Blizzard or Mbavu for real fans. Like, you just say something like that.
Mbavu for our Patreon.
Yeah.
Oh, we should make a Patreon.
It's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to like, subscribe below. We should live stream it. We should get a laptop live streaming us.
Like on Facebook?
On Facebook.
On Facebook. As my grandma pronounces it. My abuela.
What is up, guys? It's Miami Blizzard, also known as Mbavu, or even like reverse the order.
Nah.
Oh, you say one, I'll say the opposite.
Yeah. No, wait. That's so what we said.
Out of sync.
At the same. No, that was what we discussed. It's like a little our little inside joke.
Ooh, what is up,
guys?
It's mid.
Wait,
we lost it.
We gotta say what is up, guys, or like what is up?
I don't know.
I feel like guys is a good transition, and by guys I mean it's gender neutral.
Guys is only a gender neutral term.
Yeah.
People who say it's not don't
honestly
know.
Honestly, boys, like, I'm with my boy. Like,
my favorite song, which you didn't hear today, but you will hear next time.
Oh, man.
I feel like
B-O-I-S,
boys, is gender neutral, but
B-O-Y-S. That's how I meant it. I was thinking it'd be, like, boy. Like, big boy.
Big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we are getting to the end of our hour. So, thank you, caller.
Yeah,
thank you for having me.
Please come back on sometime.
Oh, definitely. I'd love to. You guys are killing it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
likewise
so much.
You're a great guest host. Guest. Just guest.
Ghost. Guest host.
Thank you.
But she's spooky. Anyway, thank you for joining us.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And you've been listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am Ben.
And I'm Chris.
And you will hear a more polished version of this show next week.
Yeah.
Because this is our number one
show.
It'll
be refined.
We are...
Right now, we're just oil coming out of, like, the little geyser thing it does. Like, when people mine in, like, Texas or whatever. Yeah, have you seen, like, There Will Be Blood? But next week, we're going to be in a nice big barrel heading to a factory. No, we'll be out of the factory.
We will be inside your
analogy,
ocean.
And I
we'll
apologize.
Be inside your ocean and sea life. So, as the petroleum byproduct that we are. So, we're going to leave you with one last song, and we will see you next week.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mimbavu.
Miami Blizzard.